This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Legislation requiring Colorado gun owners to safely secure firearms in their homes is headed for the desk of Governor Jared Polis. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
House Bill 1106 cleared its final hurdle after a party-line vote in the Democrat-controlled Senate yesterday. The bill requires gun owners who live in a home with a child or someone who cannot possess a firearm legally to store their weapons in a safe or use a trigger lock. Failing to do so could result in a Class 2 misdemeanor. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Members of the White House COVID response team trying to tamp down concerns about the recommended pause in the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Let's get more from Terry Moore.
The recommendation came from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about some very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients during a news briefing.
The J&J vaccine makes up less than 5% of the more than 190 million recorded shots in arms.
Zients said there's plenty of supply from the two other vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer and Moderna. I'm Terry Moore.
And Colorado's no longer distributing the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France told reporters today the state will follow federal guidance and hold off on using the shot. France says it's important to make sure the six blood clot cases are coincidental and not a direct result of inoculation. Governor Jared Polis says that people should not be worried about the COVID-19 vaccines because they're an important part of the pandemic control effort. He says that he hopes the Johnson & Johnson shot will be able to be used once again. Colorado Springs police are identifying the suspect and victim in a deadly shooting. Richard Dolan is accused of opening fire on David Dawson last Friday at an apartment complex. Officers did not reveal a motive. The Fremont County coroner is identifying a biker killed in a weekend crash. Scott Stewart was killed on Sunday when his motorcycle missed a turn on southbound Colorado 115 near milepost 44. Colorado State Patrol says the 72-year-old was with a group of bikers at the time and was tossed from the cycle. A group of developers wants a new hotel brand to Colorado Springs. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold.
Shofford Hospitality has submitted plans to build a Cambria Hotel and Suites to Victory Ridge, a development near InterQuest and Voyager Parkways. The four-story building would have 103 rooms designed for business and leisure travelers, as well as a restaurant, pool, gym, and meeting space. Cambria is among the brands offered by Choice Hotels, and the Colorado Springs location would be the third Cambria Hotel and Suites in Colorado. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
The Colorado Springs City Council held a work session yesterday morning to address the nearly three dozen illicit massage parlors operating in the city. City Council member Bill Murray says that the renewed effort to look at the issue stems from an ongoing KRDO investigation.
Now, we've got to admit that when KRDO is more effective in shutting these places down than the police department, we have to start looking at the bigger picture of things.
The commander of the Colorado Springs Police Vice Unit was said that police believe that there are 35 illicit massage parlors open in our area, and while there haven't been any charges of those connected to those parlors with human trafficking, they believe it's happening at those businesses in our community. And the number of available vaccines for walk-ins allocated each day is happening at the VA vaccination site. It opened yesterday. Shortly after Congress gave the VA the go-ahead to give the vaccine to veterans, their spouses and caregivers not eligible for VA health care.
Clouds will increase across southern Colorado overnight tonight. A little bit of a delay in the arrival of some of the flurries across the area, but moisture continues to invade parts of the high country and the western slope. Cloud cover is being realized across most of the state right now, with the exception of Colorado Springs and a little filter sunshine in Pueblo. Overnight tonight, a few rain showers are possible for parts of Colorado Springs and Pueblo County. And then we'll start to look at snow showers moving into northern El Paso County and the higher terrain areas into Taylor County and Fremont County for tonight. Quick little inch to 2 inches possible. Most of the road conditions will remain just fine as a result of all the warming we've had ahead of the system. So our road temperatures staying pretty mild will allow for just some damp streets out there for early Wednesday morning. Partly sunny skies on Wednesday, temperatures in the 40s, and another round of snow returning Wednesday night through Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.